This is HPR episode 2143 entitled GNU Orc, Part 3, and is part of the series Bash Scripting. It is hosted by BeEasy and is about 31 minutes long. The summary is, in this episode, I go into more advanced topics for the Orc tool.
This episode of HPR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello, Hacker Public Radio. This is BeEasy once again, coming in with another episode about the Unix command line tool, Orc. Okay, so this time we're going to continue where Dave Morris left off, and I'm going to continue where I left off from my first episode, and we're going to talk about some of the more advanced features of Orc. Now, as we discussed before, for the most part, we're going to be using awk from a file, which kind of turns awk into its own programming language. So you have a whatever.awk file, and I've been using this more and more in my work life, just because, like I said before, if I'm going to have to run a command over and over again, instead of having to look it up in my bash history, it makes sense for it just to be in a file. And also, when it's in that file, it'll help me remember how to do other commands in the future, so I could copy and save as and use it for other files in the future. One other thing, you might have to excuse me a little bit. I just got out of the dentist and my mouth is still a little numb. I'm going to try to articulate as best I can. But here we go, awk part 3. So if you remember before, we had our file, and the file is, we're going to be using that file both in CSV and in tab delimited format some more in this episode. One thing that I discussed before is that how you can use awk, the first part of the awk command is a way to have a pattern to look up how to find which items to do actions on. What you might have done in the past, or what I sometimes do, is use the grep command and then pipe the output of grep into awk. And grep actually gives you a lot more flexibility. There's some advanced features in grep, like the dash capital A dash capital B number commands that let you say, I'm going to look for this string of text plus the five lines above or below the text that you're looking for. So if you're going to do something like that, you still want to use grep. But if you're just going to look for the specific text, instead of using grep, it makes sense just to use awk and not have to worry about piping it. So just wanted to give a little heads up about that. One other thing that I wanted to touch on that wasn't really discussed too much before was logical operators in awk. When I say logical operators in particular, I mean the and the or symbol. So what if I want to match two things? Well, one thing you do is awk and do something, and then pipe that into another thing and awk it again, or grep it and grep it twice. Or you could just use the logical operator, and that's what this is for. So in our example file, we have multiple things that are purple. So my awk example, I'm going to say awk dash lowercase f, and then my file name, which is logical.awk, and then file1.txt. And inside of that file, that awk file, we have $2 equals equals purple inside of double quotation marks. And what that means is, look in the second column, if you remember, and look for the word purple. And then after that, I have a space and I say ampersand $3 is less than 5. And then after that, inside of curly braces, print $1. So what this entire command is, $2 equals equals purple, ampersand $3 less than symbol 5 inside of curly braces, print $1. And what that means is, if you see the second column is purple and the third column is less than 5, print the first column. And in this example, there we have two things that match purple, which are grape and plum, but only one of them is less than 5, which is plum. And so which was the end result is going to be the word plum. So ampersand is the OR operator, is the AND operator, and the double pipe is the OR operator. You might have seen that in other programming languages as well, where you use OR in SQL. Ampersand is AND, and colon or pipe is OR. Now moving on, the next command we're going to talk about is the next command. And I did that kind of on purpose. So we're going to have kind of a complicated one coming up. So I suggest you look at this file that I created. And this is why it's good to make an awk file. If you're doing something really simple, you might not need to. But it's something that's as advanced as this, you will. So say, for instance, we want to take this and we have this file, and we want to put and a double asterisk for all values where the amount is above 8, and a single asterisk if it's above or equal to 5, and anything else we want to leave alone. Now, you can do this without using the next command, and you might be able to figure out how to do that. But if you don't use the next command, what you're going to do is you're going to evaluate the entire rest of the file, even though you've already hit your match criteria. And so it makes sense to instead use the next command to skip, to say once you've found your match, do what you need to do, and then skip to the next operation. So for instance, a lot of times, and something that you just might want to do in general, is if you're going to parse the file, you're going to keep a lot of stuff out, you might want to bring the header line in, because the header line is good, and you might want to know that information. So to do that, you use NR, and we will see, as we've seen before, NR is the row number. NR equals 1, so double equal sign 1, that means the first line. Inside of curly braces, print 0, semicolon, next line, write the word next, semicolon, and then close the curly brace. What that's going to say is, when you see the first line, print everything, print $0, which is everything, and then continue to the next part of the next command. Now, if you didn't do that, it would read the first line and print everything, and then read the second line, and NR doesn't equal 1 anymore, and not do anything, and then do the second, third line, fourth line, fifth line, sixth line. Now, in a file that has 7 or 8 lines, not a big deal, but when you work with a file that has 1 or 200,000 lines, you're going to see the performance gain by using the next command. So say I want to print that header line. So did that. Now, next thing I want to do is everything above 8. Now, I'm doing this on purpose in this order, because it makes the next command work nicely. I'm going to start from the highest and then work my way down. So if $3 is greater than or equal to, so I'm using the greater than sign right next to the equal symbol with no space in between, that's greater than or equal to an awk. So $3 greater than or equal to 8, open parenthesis, printf, and as we saw in Mr. Morris's commands, printf, inside of double quotes, I'm going to put what I want to write in my formatted print. And it's %s, backslash t, which is a tab character, backslash s, I mean, excuse me, %s again, and then backslash n, which is a new line characters. So what that means is, so whenever you see a dollar sign s, I mean, excuse me, a percent sign s, that means look for a string that matches here. If I did a percent sign d, that means look for some type of number or digit that matches here. So continuing our printf statement, after we have our close of the double quote, comma, dollar sign zero, which is, you know, everything, comma, inside of double quotes again, asterisk, asterisk, and then end that line with a semicolon. On the next line, write the word next, semicolon. I like to use another next new line for closing the parentheses. And you'll see that in my example files here. So if I read that whole printf line again, it's printf inside of double quotes, percent s backslash t, percent s backslash n, then finish the double quote, comma, space, dollar sign zero, comma, and then inside of double quotes again, asterisk, asterisk, and then end the line with a semicolon. What that means is write the first thing after, so after the comma, you're going to do whatever you're going to insert whatever the first item is at the first dollar S, which is that everything, the dollar zero. And at the second percent S, you're going to add the second thing after a comma, which is asterisk, asterisk. So what we're going to do here is we're going to add an asterisk, asterisk, a tab after everything's written out, a tab character, and then asterisk, asterisk. And then we're not going to go, we're going to stop and move to the next command. We're not going to continue to evaluate. So after that one is complete, we have a new set of items. So now we're going to do something very similar. On the next line, dollar sign three greater than or equal to five, and then open curly brace, and then do the same exact statement of printf inside of double quotes percent s backslash t percent s backslash n, close the double quote, comma. Same thing with the dollar sign zero, and this time at the comma, inside of double quotes, a single asterisk. And that means if it's, it just as we explained before, if it's above five, it's going to do a single asterisk. And then on the next line, go next again. Now, if you don't put those next in there, after it evaluates the first one, it's going to do it again and evaluate the second one. Now you're going to have three asterisks on anything greater than eight and one asterisk on anything greater than five. That's not what we want. That's why we use the next command. And then after that next command, we close, after that printf statement, we on the next line, I write next, colon, semicolon again, and then on the next line, close the curly brace. And then on the lines after that, greater than or less than dollar three, less than five, we're just going to go print dollar sign zero. We don't have to do next after that. So what we're going to do is, so going back from the top and saying it in plain language, on the first row, if it's the first row, print all lines of that row, and then go next. If the value in column three is greater than or equal to eight, print out everything followed by a tab character and a double asterisk. If it's greater than, and then move on to the next evaluation. If it's greater than five, greater than or equal to five, then put a single asterisk, and otherwise put just the text by itself. So you can see why, in an example like this, to put all that in one big line and one single bash command is kind of annoying. So that makes sense to go awk dash lowercase f, and then this one is called next.awk. So it makes sense, and then the file name, which is file1.txt. So it makes sense for that. The next example I'm going to go over is the end command. So we have these other two commands called begin and end. And just to summarize what they mean, begin is all the actions you want to take before executing the awk statement, and end means after evaluating everything you did in awk, do this. And we'll see why that's useful It's mostly useful so that you don't have to, like for the begin command, you could do pre-processing and then pipe the output of that pre-processing in the awk. But instead of having to do that, you can just stay in awk and just say begin, do the stuff, then do awk, and then be done. And that same thing with the n command. You could do, in theory, just do awk and then pipe the output of awk into another command and then do that. But why? Awk can do it all. So for this example, if you're on a Unix-like system, whether that be Linux or Mac, then you'll find this example helpful. But you could do something similar in Windows because there's a similar to the df command in Windows. I just don't know it off the top of my head, but I know it's there. So what I'm going to do is df-l, which is, and if you're not familiar with df, that's going to look at all of your file systems and do a basically tell you how many bytes or how many gigabytes there are used in each. There's a column for available, there's a column for use, and there's a bunch of other columns too, column for percent. If you just leave it with that syntax, there's some other columns in there. So, but what I want to do is I want to, just for this example, take the output of that, pipe it into awk, and then dash f my file that I call n.awk. So, because this example is the n command. So, in this example, what I want to do is I want to take the sum of all of the used, because there's a whole bunch of, if you just do df-l, there's a whole bunch of stuff. And in my configuration, I have tempfs file directories that are in the output. And I don't want to look at those. I want to skip the tempfs directories. And then I want to look at the used column, which in this example is the third column. And I will look at the available column, which is number four. And I want to all, but I don't want to see all that. All I want to see is the sum of all of the used column and the sum of all of the available column. So what I'm going to do in this example, on the first line of my awk file, I'm going to say dollar sign one not equal to, which is the exclamation point equal to, and inside of double quotes tempfs, so tempfs, and then inside of curly braces, now I'm declaring a new variable here called used, USED, plus equals dollar sign three semicolon, and on the next line available plus equals dollar sign four semicolon. So that means I'm making a new, I could do something like say used equals zero semicolon. On the next line, say use plus equals three, but in awk you don't need to. I can declare it and start adding stuff to it right away. So if you're not familiar, plus equals is the same as used equals used plus whatever the thing after it is. So by saying use plus equals three, I'm saying whatever value I have for use right now, the value called use, add column whatever is in this row of column three. And the likewise for available. So after that, I'm going to close that curly bracket, and then on the next line, put in all capital letters END, open up curly brace, and put in this statement: printf inside of double quotes percent d. Now remember what I said before: percent d is for numbers. If you want to explicitly say it's a number, percent d space GI, so capital G, lowercase I, big B, and then the word used without a space next to it, with a backslash n, which means new line, and then dollars percent sign D space GIB, so gigabyte available dollar sign, I mean backslash n, close the double quotes, comma, used forward slash, which is divided by two, then the caret symbol 220. So I'm going to say, so if I read that all the way out, the thing after the comma is used divided by two to the 20th power, and then comma available divided by two to the 20th power, and with a dollar sign, a semicolon. Now if I read the whole thing in plain English, it's printf, which means pretty like format print, the number for the first thing that comes after the first comma, and then gigabytes used, and then on a new line, write out what the evaluation of available divided by 2 to the 20 power, and then a new line. And so, and then close the curly brace. So what that's going to do, it's going to write out on a, if I do df dash l, pipe that into, so pipe symbol awk dash f n dot awk, it's going to take that output and say used, it's going to give me used, and it's going to give me available in gigabytes. So pretty cool, and it pretty well shows how to use this to use sum. So what it really does is it takes the use and it keeps on adding more and more and more to the value use, but it doesn't print any of that. After that, you do the end command and say, after you've done all that evaluation, do what's inside the curly braces. And in this case, what we're doing is just writing printf and then what we're writing inside of our printf. So you'll see that often used. And the cool thing about putting it in a command, in an awk command, is now I can go take this and put it on another computer and run df-l, pipe that into awk-fn.awk, and it's going to give me the new values for this new computer. All right, so in a very similar light, I'm going to go over one more cool thing that you can do with n. I'm not going to go into the details about how this works, but I just want to give you a little taste because this is something that I've had to do very often. And that is sometimes I want to get a distinct list of items. And you'll see how useful that is. So sometimes you want a distinct list of items in a file. And if you're going to do that in SQL, it would just be select distinct count or select distinct x from dual or whatever the thing is that you're looking at. In this example, I want to do a similar thing, but what I'm going to do is use awk. So here's the file. It goes nr, which is new row, not equal to one, inside of the action curly braces, a inside of square brackets, dollar sign two, then outside of the square brackets, plus plus. Close the curly bracket, and then end. Like, so now we're doing the end command inside of curly brackets for inside of parentheses b in a, and I close the parentheses inside of action curly brackets again, print b, close the curly bracket, then close the end curly bracket. So altogether, it's first row not equal to one. Now we're creating an array of a dollar sign two plus plus. So do that, make that big array of called a with dollar sign two in it. And then we're gonna for every value in a print b, which is we're calling b the value. And it's very similar to how you do like a for each loop in, I get, was that C sharp? Perl, yeah. I'm missing my language just now, mixing them up. Like how you would do a for each loop in Perl or a for loop in Python. It's a for this and that type of thing, print that. So it's very useful. You'll find lots of examples. If you just Google awk distinct, it'll give you an example like this. With a for b and a type example. So that's a pretty advanced script. Hopefully, Dave will go into more detail about how it works in his episode. I'm going to switch focus and go over to the begin command. And like I said before, the begin command is a whole bunch of stuff that you might want to do before you evaluate your awk statement. And in this scenario, I want to do some stuff I want to do before and some stuff after. And for in particular, I'm going to take that file 1.csv file, and instead of having to in my awk statement say dash capital F comma, I want to explicitly say inside of the awk file that the field separator is a comma. And with that, we use the F capital S global auth variable. And so I'm going to write begin in all caps inside of curly braces, capital F, capital S equals inside of double quotes, a comma, then end the with a semicolon. On the next line, I'm going to say OFS equals comma. And OFS is the output file separator. So FS is file separator, OFS is output file separator. So usually awk just does a space separating the fields in the output. But I'm saying explicitly, I want to put a comma as the separator. And then do a semicolon, and then on the next line, I would put print color, comma, count. And that's inside of double quotes, and then ended with a semicolon. So what I'm saying in my begin statement, this is my pre-processing. The field separator is a comma. My output field separator is also a comma. And the first thing I want to do is I want to print color, comma, count. So it's like I'm telling awk what I want my header to be. Then after I close my begin curly brackets, I'm going on to what's in my normal awk statement, which is nr not equal to 1, which we've seen before is, you know, don't look at the header column. Do this. A, and inside of square brackets, $2 plus equals 1, semicolon. And then close the nr's curly brace. And then after that, do end. So now we're using the end command inside of curly braces for B and A. Inside of curly braces, print B, comma, A, inside of square brackets, B, end the curly brace, and then end the, so that was the curly brace for the for loop, and then end the curly brace for the end loop. So what this is doing is this is giving me a distinct count inside of our file 1.csv. So for, and I'm looking at, if you see the $2, I'm looking at the second column. So give me the distinct colors, kind of like you get the hint from what my header file, my header line says. For every color, give me the count. So what's in column 3? So, oh, and that, not, no, that's not the, it's just however many times you find the color, make the count go up one. So we're going to say the count, the color, comma, count. So the output of that, you end up having a file that's comma separate, or an output that's comma separated with the color, comma, count on the first line, and then the different colors. It's going to say red, comma, 2, yellow, comma, 2, purple, comma, 2, green, comma, 1, brown, comma, 2, right? And then if you wanted to, you could redirect that output into a file dot, or file 2.csv, and now you have the output in its own CSV file. So that's pretty cool. It's a way that without having to go open up, add this data into a SQLite database or some other database, and then running these commands on it, you can do it straight out of awk. So this is the type of thing I use awk for all the time. Now, with that end command, a little bit more complicated is I'm going to do something where instead of getting the distinct count, I'm going to do the distinct sum. So for every color, add up all the values in column 3 for that color and give me what the totals are. So now, instead of having for instance, red, comma, 2, we're going to, because there's two reds, we're going to have red, comma, 7, because in column 4 where there's reds, in column 3, excuse me, where there's reds, there's a 4 in the first amount column, and there's a 3 in the second, so 4 plus 3 is 7. So for this command, it looks very similar to the other command, where we do the same thing with our begin statement. It's still OFS, FS equals colon, comma, and OFS equals comma, and print this time in our print statement, we're going to say color comma sum. And everything else in our command looks exactly the same, except for inside of our nr curly braces. So nr not equal to 1 inside curly braces, we're going to say a inside of square brackets $2 plus equals $3. And that's going to say, that's saying you're still looking in column 1 to get new values, I mean column 2 for new values, but instead of plus equaling 1 to it, which is, you know, adding 1, you're going to actually add whatever value is in column 3. So if you look at these two commands, they're exactly the same except for that part. And the other one, and the count command, it's a inside of square brackets $2 plus equals 1. Here is a inside of square brackets $2 plus equals $3. And then we still end with the same n command, which is the for b and a print inside of curly braces b comma a inside of square brackets b. Everything else just works same way. So that is a really cool thing as well. So if you're doing that in SQL, you'd be doing select distinct, and then you do sum amount, you do color sum amount, group by color, whatever. So that's that command. Pretty cool that you can do that in awk without any other helpers. So we've shown you here a couple different examples how to use the begin command, the end command. We've gone over some of the different things you can do inside of the begin command, like file separator, output file separator. There's a whole bunch of other things you can do in there, and I suggest that you look at the awk man pages, or just look up awk examples online, and hopefully between Dave and myself, we'll go over more examples in the future. So this is Be Easy, once again, for Hacker Public Radio, signing out.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club, and is part of the binary revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.